Do you work for a psychopath?
Some days.
Yeah, some days. We all do. Now, there's a difference between your boss just being cray and your boss being a psycho. according to one expert, there are 8 tall tale signs that you can determine whether your boss is playing crazy and mean or actually a psychopath. They say about 1% of the general population is psychopathic, but it increases to around 7% for business managers. I don't know if that's really true or not, but I've worked for some crazy people in my career.
Yeah, I've worked with some crazy people. I have been fortunate where I haven't really worked for anybody that's this nuts, but, you know.
Oh, yeah. I got people wanting me to sign forged forms for them and everything, and like, you need to do this. You're crazy. I'm not doing that. But anyways, here are the 8 things that you can look for to see if your boss is an actual true psychopath. Superficial charm. They may see themselves as they're actually very highly charismatic, but they're very sleazy and slippery. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the superficial charm. So if they're able to, you know, charm you with a smile but stab you with a knife as you turn around, it's probably a psychopath. They lie a lot. That's kind of a no-brainer. They manage to talk themselves out of trouble when they find out. They're very
an art form, too.
Yeah.
Like somebody who can get backed into a corner and then still weasel their way out.
Yeah, for sure. Very manipulative. That's true. That's somebody who's good at conning people. They're highly networked and able to seduce people with their webs of deceit. Often do it with people begging to work with them. How about bragging? You know those guys, the psychopaths, very arrogant. That's kind of the personality trait.
The ones that make their own presentations and toot their own horns and are just like, look how great I am.
And talk to about themselves in third person. I was like that.
Oh, that's the worst.
How about a lack of remorse? Psychopaths rarely feel bad about their actions or reveal the misery that they cause with their actions. So lack of remorse is good. Shallow and cold, kind of self-exclamatory.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is, like, I know it's work and it's not personal life, but you still have to be able to empathize with a person. Getting to know the people you work with is half the battle, you know?
Yeah, sure. Especially, like, you know, I have a death in the family, and they're like, well, you know, what was it, the second cousin? You don't really need to go to that. Yeah, really.
No, that doesn't work.
Zero empathy is another sign of a psychopath. And then finally, lacking responsibility. They're able to blame others for their mistake and take credit for their successes. Most likely, they're a psychopath. Now, granted, that's some bosses do that without being psychopath, but those are kind of the 8 telltale signs. And what do you do when you find out that you are working with in essence, a bully? Make sure you keep evidence. Keep it. Make sure your HR department is aware of what's going on.
CYA.
Exactly. Right?